This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centered care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Resolution 739. We're going to yield to the clerk for an explanation on these various amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first one is the Wyoming share of a airport improvement program grant. 90% was covered by the federal government, and my understanding was that we were to cover 10. When I dug a little deeper, we're states covering 6, we're covering 4. So I had to do this to document this money coming in from the state for that project. Then the next is some opioid settlement funds. These are private funds that come from the McKinsey subdivision settlement in the amount of $3,368.81. And then the Harold Gerard Park have received a grant of $9,000 from the Johnson County School District, the Rec Board, for some lifting equipment. And then the next one is from the Homeland Security. It's a portable radio grant for the Emergency Management Department. And the final one is the Wyoming State Homeland Security Program for a ballistic window wrap grant for the Sheriff's Office, the Justice Center. Total change is $181,076.81.
For you, Resolution 739 to transfer funds for the 2024-2025 budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in accordance with 16-4-112 and 16-4-113 of the Wyoming Compiled Statutes of 1977, the following necessary funds are transferred for the 2024-2025 budget year from YDOT Wyoming Airport Improvement Program in the amount of $5,827 to Fund 82, Johnson County Airport Apron Rehab Project, McKinsey Subdivision Settlement in the amount of $3,368.81 to Fund 57, the Opioid Settlement Fund for the corresponding amount, Johnson County School District 1 Rec Board $9,000 to Fund 10-432, Harold Gerard Park Grant, also from Wyoming State Homeland Security Program, in the amount of $55,169 to Fund 84, State Homeland Security Program Public Safety Portable Radio Grant in the amount of $55,169. Wyoming State Homeland Security Program in the amount of $107,712 to Fund 85, State Homeland Security Ballistic Window Grant Program for a total amount of $181,076.81. So commissioners, there is the motion, there is the resolution. Is there a motion so we can have questions and also hear public comment on amending the budget?
I make a motion to approve resolution 739.
Okay. Second that motion.
Moved and seconded. I do see our Homeland Security advisor. Jimmy, anything you want to update on this portable radio grant program and what the $55,000 will be used for?
That's to purchase portable radios for our deputies. They're handheld pack sets. It's a multi-year project, so we're looking at about 2 to 3 years of funding from the state for that. So 100% reimbursement on that. So, and then the same thing for the ballistic window coverings as well. And we just received contract documents yesterday that we're hoping to present, hopefully at the next meeting. So that's all I got.
With the $55,000, how many handhelds are you going to be able to replace with that?
You know, I honestly don't know. I'm having Captain Braley handle that. He's basically just giving me the total, and I've told him what he has to work with for this year. So I haven't gotten those details from him yet.
Okay, and then, Mr. Craig, I do have one question for you on the Johnson County School Rec Grant. I don't believe it's correct that there should be a fund before 10.432. It looks like that's just being advertised into the budget of Harold Girard Park. It's not a fund.
What 10.432 is the Harold Girard Park fund?
It's their budget. It's not a fund.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So I need to change that. Just put 10.432.
Can we have a friendly amendment to strike fund before 10.432? It's just going into their regular budget. It's not a separate fund.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for that
attention.
Second. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We are back on. Is there any questions for the clerk or any of the folks that might be involved in the project, whether it's the airport program? See the county attorneys here if you have questions about where the opioid settlement dollars are going, or we also have our prevention specialist, or again, questions for Homeland Security. There is no further questions, and I would welcome, are there any questions or public comment on Resolution 739 to amend the county's budget in the amount of $181,076.81? Any public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. Commissioners, any additional questions or concerns over the budget amendment?
Nope.
I'm good.
All those in favor of Resolution 739, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, I'd like to welcome our county attorney, who is going to present a memorandum of understanding between Johnson County and the Prevention Council, as well as maybe Mr. Hawley.
Yes.
I don't know who's presenting. So.
I'll present it. Mr. Hawley can explain it.
Okay.
I am.
So, Mr. Chair, before you is a memorandum of understanding between Johnson County and Johnson County Prevention Council. Mr. Hawley approached me a couple weeks ago, maybe, I think, between meetings that we had and said that he did not have this. This had not been done when it was supposed to be done, so this is just doing something that we have done in the past. It's a memorandum we've used from the past. We just updated the dates on it. And so I helped him get that ready to go, and then I presented it for the commission to be able to sign that. If you have further questions about it, Mr. Hawley is more than happy to explain that.
Thank you, Tucker. First, my apologies. I am honestly about 2 months tardy in getting this to the county attorney's office as well as to you as the county commission in the hecticness of a new grant cycle. That's an excuse, but that's the best I got for you this morning. This MOU is something that the Department of Health, starting in 2020, asked for communities to have with the new prevention model going under the county commissioners, and I just forgot about it this year, to be perfectly honest. Essentially, what it is the understanding of the county's responsibilities, which primarily means our county clerk, Jackie, and her staff, in taking care of all the financial records, as well as our county treasurer, Carla, and her staff, in paying the bills. It also outlines the fact that prevention in the state of Wyoming and in Johnson County for at least the last 18 years that I've been around is community-based. And simply what that means is we don't spend funds on things that feel good, like magnets that say your kid's getting their beer next to their milk. That's not evidence-based. So the nature of prevention is our prevention needs to be community-driven. That's why we have a prevention council that's been around. We've got 12 to 16 active members and others. That prevention council makes all the strategic decisions. So whether that's I'll use juvenile justice services and our partnership with mentoring program. They make those decisions. This isn't Bill and Tucker saying, hey, let's spend some dollars and help the mentoring program. It is community driven. And it also has to be evidence-based. It's strategies like the mentoring program that are proven to be effective in both reducing risk, in this case for youth, and increasing protection. So that's essentially what the MOU is. Again, my apologies for being tardy by a couple months. I already have a calendar reminder for the next biennium. I'm happy to answer any questions, gentlemen.
Sorry.
That's okay. I need to go vote.
Very important.
Don't let
the
man take in my place,
but why? Yes, I see the wordings of...
I'm glad you said that out loud, Commissioner. I might have been thinking it.
All right. Mr. Ravy, any changes from last year's MOU? 2 years ago.
The only change is the dates. Yep. That is all we did.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the MOU between Johnson County and the Johnson County Prevention Council?
Make a motion to approve the MOU between Johnson County and Johnson County Prevention Council.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. And one final comment before I leave.
Absolutely.
I don't take for granted, and the folks who I work with on the Prevention Council as well as the Suicide Prevention Coalition, we don't take for granted the fact that this county commission has supported this prevention work historically for years and years, that our county attorney's office has supported this work for years, as well as when Steve was sheriff, as well as our current sheriff. That's not necessarily the case in all 23 counties in Wyoming. So it is Thanksgiving time, and so I wanted to express my gratitude to Jackie and her staff, Carl and her staff, as well as the commission on behalf of the Prevention Council. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I do. Okay. Thank you.
I'll get a copy too.
Okay, we'll get that signed and attested. Commissioner, next item on the agenda are the pending board vacancies. We're just going to run through them so that you're aware of them. Kristen will start to advertise these. Most of these will get appointed at the January 7th meeting in 2025. So again, we'll be reaching out to folks that currently serve on those boards to encourage them to reapply. We'll be sending out thank yous to everybody that served. It's going off, but pending board vacancies, there will be one position for a 5-year term on the airport board. Buffalo Trails boards. Are there really four positions on that one, Kristen?
I double checked as far as I can see if there's four.
Okay, there will be four positions for 3-year terms. There's one position for a 3-year term on the recycling board. That's the Joint Powers board. One position for a 5-year term, and actually that was switched. Those are now 4-year terms to the fair board. There are two positions for 3-year terms on the Lodging Tax Board. There is one position for a 2-year term on the Mountain Plains Heritage Park Board. There are two positions for 3-year terms on the Planning Commission. Two positions for, and I believe this should be 4-year terms, on the Solid Waste Board. We have one partially filled term, which will go through 2026. On the lodging, the 1% board, as well as two full-year positions, and then also one 3-year position on the Predator District representing hunters. So, commissioners, if you'll work on recruiting folks, as well as we'll get that advertised, applications will be available on the Johnson County website, or they can be mailed to the commissioner's office at 76 North Main Street, and we are hoping to have all those in by December 20th to give Kristen time to process those. So again, those are the upcoming vacancies to boards and commissions that we hope folks will step forward and serve on. Commissioners, any remarks on boards and commissions?
The Buffalo Trails board kind of concerned me that all four of those positions come up at the same time. Is there any way that we can change the length of those terms, or is that designated by the trails board themselves? There ought to be a break, like a 2 year, 4 year, 3 year, 6 year, something that would.
How many sit on that board?
Six. It looks there's like five or six of them on that board. It looks like, I don't know the exact number. I can go look.
Oh, we'll definitely research that. I'm sure, Mr. Commissioner, that's spelled out in either the bylaws or the bylaws.
It's fine. I don't think that would really affect that one, but something like
that. Any questions on the upcoming board vacancies? Okay. Next item of business is setting the holiday schedule for 2025. Commissioners, before you is Resolution 740, resolution approving the official holidays for Johnson County employees for year 2025. Whereas pursuant to Wyoming Statute 183-103 as amended, the Board of County Commissioners may designate official holidays for the employees of Johnson County. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners has made a decision regarding the official holidays for the employees of Johnson County for calendar year 2025, now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Johnson County that the following official holidays are hereby authorized: Wednesday, January 1, 2025, New Year's Day; Monday, January 20th, Equality Day; Monday, February 17th, President's Day; Friday, April 15th, Good Friday; Monday, April 26th, Memorial Day; Friday, June 4th, Independence Day; Monday, September 1st, Labor Day; Monday, October 13th, Columbus Day; Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day; Thursday, November 27th, Thanksgiving Day; Friday, November 28th, Thanksgiving Holiday; Wednesday, December 24th, Half Day, Christmas Eve; Thursday, December 25th, Christmas; Friday, December 26th, Christmas Holiday. Adopted and approved this fifth day of November 2024. Did anyone want to, first let's get a motion on that, and then if you wanted to change any of the official holidays or add to or subtract, you could do that through a motion. So is there a motion to approve Resolution 740?
I make a motion to approve Resolution 740.
I'll second that.
Yep, there is a motion. Second, before you is the resolution. Any additions, corrections, or?
I would just change the June 4th to July 4th. You just said June when you read through the
yeah. But it's definitely July.
Yeah. But it's nothing else.
I see it. Commissioner Perry, your long-standing request for a half day on Christmas Eve was incorporated, so.
Thank you.
All right. Any additional questions on Resolution 740 setting next year's holidays? There's no further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Commissioners, before you, we have vouchers. Did anyone have a voucher that they would like pulled for further discussion?
I did not say anything.
Looks like the clerk's office has submitted vouchers in the amount of $423,687.74. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve vouchers.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the vouchers. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we are now at the point of our agenda. Is there any additional county business that needs to be transacted? Any additional county business? Good. If there's no additional county business, then we would go ahead and welcome any public comment.
Everybody should remember that this is trash day, not recycle day.
Okay. Fire today. Any additional business? Public comment? Public comment? Public comment before we make the national news, as opposed to just the local. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Before we do gavel out, we do want to thank the county clerk and her staff for all their incredible work to get us to this point where Johnson County gets to decide. So if you have not voted, please go exercise that right and privilege. And
I wanted to say we had a record in-person voting. I glanced at that number last night, and I believe it's 1,344 people and 499 absentee ballots sent out. And so that's a huge amount of turnout. That's a record for in-person voting. And I can't commend my staff enough. Those girls are absolutely stellar. So
attest to that. It's been a zoo down there.
Amen.
And Carla's staff, even, thank you. I didn't see you back there, Carla. They were out there with clipboards handing out absentee ballot forms for people to fill out. They were as busy as we were coming in the back door and handling title work. And so it really took a village. So thank you, Bill.
All right, polls are open until 7 o'clock. So with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.